The signal. Posted in R. No Sleep by You, Sarah M. underscore 84. 3 days ago. Dash dash. I don't know if anyone else has been experiencing this. But I need to get this off my chest before I lose my mind completely. 3 weeks ago. Something started happening to our televisions. Not just mine, everyone's. And I'm starting to think we're all in serious danger. It started small. I was watching Netflix around 11 p.m. when my screen flickered. For maybe 2 seconds. I saw something else. A woman in a white dress standing in what looked like an empty room. No sound. Just her staring directly at the camera. Then my show resumed like nothing happened. I figured it was a glitch. Streaming services have issues all the time. Right? But then my neighbor Mrs. Chen mentioned the same thing happened to her during the evening news. Same woman. Same room. Same dead stare. That's when I started paying attention to the local Facebook groups and next door. Dozens of people reporting technical difficulties and brief interruptions. But we all saw the same thing. Always the woman in white. Always that room. Always lasting exactly long enough to make you question what you'd seen. The broadcasts got longer. 5 seconds. 10. 30. Last week. She spoke. Sarah. She said my name. Through my TV. While I was alone in my apartment at midnight. Eating leftover Thai food and trying to forget about my ex-boyfriend's wedding photos all over Instagram. I'm not crazy. I know how this sounds. But I'm not crazy. Here's what's really messing with my head. Other people started reporting that she was saying their names too. Jennifer from my yoga class. Marcus, who works at the coffee shop downtown. My sister Emma in Portland called me crying because the woman had whispered, Emma, during her kids' cartoon. But it gets worse. The people who get their names called. They're changing. Jennifer quit yoga and hasn't left her house in a week. When I went to check on her, she answered the door but wouldn't look directly at me. Just kept staring past my shoulder like she was watching something behind me. She said the woman in white visits her dreams now. Showing her the truth about everyone. Marcus got fired from the coffee shop for screaming at customers. According to Sarah. Different Sarah. He kept insisting that everyone was hollow and that he could see through their faces to the static underneath. My sister Emma drove her family to a cabin in the mountains with no cell service or electricity. She texted me once. She's not in the TV anymore. She's in the mirrors. Don't look in mirrors. I've been avoiding reflective surfaces for 3 days now. The worst part. The news isn't covering this. Social media posts about it keep getting deleted. When I called the local TV station, they hung up on me. It's like there's some kind of coordinated effort to pretend this isn't happening. But I know it is. Because last night, she didn't just say my name. She told me things. Things about myself that no one else knows. About the time I cheated on my SATs in high school. About the money I stole from my grandmother's purse when I was 12. About the real reason my last relationship ended. It wasn't because we grew apart. She knows everything about all of us. And then she smiled. This horrible, too wide smile, and said, soon, Sarah, very soon, everyone will know too. I'm scared to turn on my TV. I'm scared to look in mirrors. I'm scared to leave my apartment because what if she's not just in screens anymore? What if she's everywhere? If you're reading this and you haven't seen her yet, maybe you're safe. Maybe you're one of the lucky ones. But if you start seeing flickers during your shows, if you catch glimpses of a woman in white in the corner of your eye, if you hear your name whispered through static, don't let her finish talking. Turn everything off. Every screen. every device. And whatever you do, don't look in the mirrors. I can hear my neighbor crying through the walls. Mrs. Chen hasn't answered her door in 2 days. The woman at the grocery store yesterday kept scratching at her arms and muttering about the signal getting stronger. It's spreading. Whatever this is, it's spreading through our town like a virus. Person by person, name by name, secret by secret. And I think I know what comes next. She's going to broadcast everything. Every shameful thing we've ever done. Every lie we've told. Every dark thought we've had. She's going to put it all on display for everyone to see. The woman in white isn't just watching us through our screens. She's preparing to make us into the show. Dash dash. Update. Just tried to post this and my laptop screen flickered. She was there for maybe 10 seconds. Longer than ever before. This time she wasn't alone. There were others behind her in that white room. Dozens of them. All staring. All wearing the same too wide smile. I recognized some of the faces. I think they used to be people like us.